Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's April 25th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how are you doing this week?
Good. Finally, Kieslerzik is over. I have free time.
I was going to say, have you recovered from Kieslerzik yet?
Not exactly. It's coming along. Kieslerzik alone was not that bad. It's commission plus work plus Kieslerzik. That was bad.
Plus family commitments as well.
Yeah.
Because those kids don't go away.
No, they don't.
So, yeah, totally get that. Yeah, you were burning the candle at both ends. But it's okay, you got another year to go.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we plan another event for the fall.
Yeah, teaser. Teaser much?
Oh, well, you know.
We'll see how many local people listen to this.
Exactly. Gotta keep people guessing. All right. So, looks like we got a fairly short list this week. So, let's get this show started. And first up, as always, we're going to talk about our non-crowdfunding news. And first on the list this week is Norba Miniatures, Old Guardians.
Yes, so this is a regiment of Old Guardians. There are two releases, but it's just regular troopers and
Command unit
that goes with those. And I say regular troopers, as long as you think of heavily armored bear ridden by dwarves as regular troopers.
Yeah, they're on, what, 50 millimeter squares, what it looks like?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So they're gorgeous models. Yes. Absolutely gorgeous. And bear cavalry, come on. I was going to say they're not exactly cheap, but they're not really expensive either. So 40 euros. So that's going to make them, what, about $65?
$58.9.
Okay, so about $60. Which
so 20 bucks each.
20 bucks each for resin bear cavalry?
Yeah, for the size, that's fine.
That seems reasonable. Detail level's gorgeous, as mm-hmm. I said before.
Just the concept is gorgeous, so.
Yeah, well. Who doesn't like bear cavalry?
We must say they are less detailed than what you would get from Cyborg, but the price also goes with it.
That's true.
I wouldn't do a full unit of bear from Cyborg if I wanted to have a house next year.
Yeah. Cyborg's models are gorgeous, but you're right. They're priced like they're gorgeous too. But I think this is a good compromise. Like, I think there's enough detail there to make them really visually interesting without so much that they're distracting. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I like them.
You get a cyber one for your general.
Well, there you go. That's a very good point. Next up, Forge World. New The Hobbit and 30K releases.
So for The Hobbit, the release is Tranduil, the King of the Woodland, mounted on a Elk.
Is that Legolas's father? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay.
So it comes with a big display base. It's in their character series. So the Hulk is running forward and he has his the Tranduil has his sword drawn. So
yeah, it's it's what we come to expect from Forge World. It's a very nice model, exceptionally well detailed. Like everything from their Lord of the Rings line is.
Yeah,
very dynamic model. Very cool looking.
It's on pre-order right now, and it's shipping at the end of this week, so you don't have long to wait.
That's right. It's at £40. It is a cavalry model. It does have a display base. I think it's a pretty reasonable price for Forge World.
Mm-hmm. It's not cheap. Their characters are never cheap.
And the display base
is pretty big.
So. It's not cheap, but it's also not crazy overpriced like we'd come to expect from them.
Mm-hmm.
I really think they're getting better at aligning their prices in the market. So,
yep.
And then also from Forge World.
Yes, we have a Space Wolf Legion Comteptor Dragnet with a new Power Claw and Heavy Bolter.
And he is awesome looking.
Oh, yes. He look good. And the paint job helps. It's a really good paint job, too.
Yes, it's absolutely gorgeous. And I like the Space Wolf, it's not baby blue.
Yes.
Yeah, it's more a very deep dark gray.
Yeah. looks good on them.
Like charcoal, almost.
Yeah. And I like the Power Claw. It makes... I don't think I've seen that Power Claw design yet, but I haven't looked at that many of the contemptors.
No, I don't think I've seen that either.
It fits the Space Wolf aesthetic.
With the plasma built into the fist. Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right. Next up, Black Veil's models. Allie? Is that the name of the model?
I think so.
Yeah.
The URL say Allie, the last survivor, but apart from in the URL, the last survivor is not mentioned anywhere on the page. Yeah. So,
sorry.
I didn't put the whole title.
I didn't catch there's a... I read it all out, but there's a spelling error in the doc, so it's Black Veil models. I put an extra S in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad. So, Ali is a 75mm scale model. It's kind of a mix of a Survivor and a Tomb Raider.
Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like. It makes me think, I don't know why, but it has like a Sigourney Weaver feel.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know if that's intentional, but it's a neat looking model. It's got a very Tomb Raider feel, like looking at the clothing,
mm-hmm.
with the thigh holsters and the short shorts. But it's nicely sculpted. It's got a very nice face. I like the muscle definition because it's realistic looking.
Mm-hmm.
Even the small details like the leggings and stuff are really nice, or the stockings, I guess you could say. No, it's a very nice model. What's the scale on this? Is it 75 mil?
75, yeah.
That's definitely a nice model. What's the price point?
45 euros.
Oh, very reasonable for something that scale.
Mm-hmm. It's in resin, 4 parts, so not too much work to do, probably. Nice piece for competition.
Unlike those Resin Forge World models we just talked about. I can guarantee those are not 4 parts.
No, for sure.
All right. Next up, Wargame exclusive. New releases for the greater good. AKA yeah. Tau.
Yeah, we've been Wargame exclusive either do crazy pinup versions of models or extraordinarily detailed limousine for different factions. That's not the case for those two releases. It's not a Tau female in a scantily clad pose. It's a two character model, a sniper and a... What's the other one already?
Well, you say not scantily clad, but there's belly button showing.
Yeah.
But. So the sniper is a female and she's wearing low rise pants and a high-cut top.
Oh, okay. I wasn't looking at the right view and in small size. Well, yeah. Okay. I retract. It's Wargame exclusive.
And the other one is... actually, the other model is really cool.
Yeah, it's a nice action pose for a Darkstrider.
Yeah, I mean, the sniper is not bad either. But I really like the action pose with the leaping over the wall.
Yeah, we've seen worst in the term of...
them. Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with pinup models.
No, for sure.
Yeah. You know, as long as that's what you're looking for. Yeah, very nice, high-detailed resin models.
Mm. And they both go for 13 to 15 euros.
Exactly, so pretty reasonable for a character model.
Yeah.
You want something that stands out in your army a little bit, it's a good choice. All right. And the last for the non-crowdfunding stuff is Knight Models new releases.
Yes, they have releases for DC Universe miniature game and also for Batman. So for DC, they have Darkseid, Parademons, which are probably troopers for Darkseid.
Yes, they have
Shazam.
Formerly known as Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm. And for the Batman miniature game, they have the Falcone crime family, Alberto Falcone, and the Professor Pig gang. So,
yeah, very cool models. Same, you know, as always, nicely sculpted. I can only imagine what the horrors of assembling them are. But really cool models. Darkseid is in his stereotypical, like, trademarked hands behind the back pose. It's a nice model. Though I suppose it's what we've come to expect from Knight. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've done an ugly model ever. At least not to my memory. Alright, so that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. First up this week, Tom Mason, The Adventures of Little Knife and Cronan.
So this is a small line of fantasy miniature set in what you would think of 80s and 90s, 90s cartoon. So little children with weapon and a big barbarian, but all in a slightly cartoonish look. They even have a small badger.
Yeah, and they seem to have like a frog.
Yeah, a frog warrior.
Yeah.
A little girl with a unicorn, with a tiny unicorn. Yeah, what little life, and the titular character is one of the kid with a sword that's taller than him.
Yeah. So, I'm assuming it's the cool second models. One on the left. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's him.
Yeah, it's a nice one. Or a nice set of models, I should say. Mm-hmm. You gotta like the style. And you feel like that kind of cartoony adventure look, this is totally for you. And, well, it looks like it's gonna do okay. So, what have we got here? Well, looking at the Kickstarter, we've got 7 days to go. They had a goal of $2,500, and they're currently at $2,367. So, they're less than $140 away from funding. So I think it's a good chance they'll fund, and yeah, if they do,
I think so.
The Kickstarter will be complete on May 2nd, 2017.
Yeah, especially as the project has launched less than a week away, so
yeah,
and they have more than half their time left, so that's fine. They're gonna be fine.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next up, Philip Hines, March of the Dead, 28mm fantasy undead miniatures.
The title says it all. It's a line of different miniatures of undead cults, either animals, riders, or just regular zombies and ghouls and skeletons. All type of different clue. I think they even have a necromancer, yeah.
Yes, they do. Yeah, I'm looking at that model right now, actually. So, yeah, there's not really much to say. The title says it all.
Look at them. It's all type of different clothing, different pose, but it's all undead. So if you're looking for, especially for RPGs, I think it would be add some nice alternative. They have a zombie cow. They have a were-sheep. Some crazy creatures to go with the regular undeads. A were-sheep.
Jeez. Who wouldn't want to be a were-sheep? All right. So they were looking for £2,500 sterling. They're currently at £4,978. So they are fully funded with 7 days left in the Kickstarter. So barring something unforeseen, this will be completed on Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017. Next in line, Imbrian Arts. Undead Resin Collection, Volume 1.
So, it's again, those are undeads. However, those are more what you would call boutique miniatures for collectors, for painting. It's a small set. The original Kickstarter was only releasing five. And with unlocks, they're adding some new ones. But the detail, and we see some cast. And the cast look...
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. They would fit for bigger scale models for sure. I thought they were maybe 54 millimeter or even maybe bigger while we were looking for a scale. So, but they are regular 30 millimeter scale.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive.
And they're so nice. And I love their take on the Lich. It's just such a different look.
Yes.
I mean, they've got a Death Knight.
And a lich and three zombies for the first releases.
Yeah, I mean, the zombies even look different, right? It's not what we usually see.
Yeah, so, especially the one without the top of his head.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was pretty unique.
Yeah.
The Death Knight,
the rest of his head is on his belt.
For $23, is it $23? Yeah, $23 gets you the Death Knight model. And that's a wicked-looking model. This is really well done.
Yeah, it's probably a challenge to paint. The amount Undoubtedly. Of detail and filigrees. Wow.
Yeah. So they were looking for $1,600. They are currently at $3,327, so they've fully funded twice over. They have 12 days to go, and the Kickstarter will complete on May 7th, 2017. Next up is RBJ Game Company, The Significant Seven.
So The Significant Seven are seven RD dwarves who fought like 300s.
Yeah, exactly.
That's their line. It's not just seven dwarfs. There are seven dwarfs, but you also have other kinds of small, what they call dwarf adventurers, companions, all fleeing goblins and airballs. So all 28 millimeter scale metal cast miniatures with a stunty team.
Yep. Then you have like the little pets, the Snowball the Bear, Rogue the Raccoon, Draw the Lion, Sarah the Schnauzer.
There's also a, you can get a big, their $80 pledge come with 16 models. So you get the seven dwarf, the 10 pets, eight pets, and the White Queen.
Yeah.
Looks like a big Snow White and the seven dwarf.
Yeah. Some of the pets are sculpted in strange ways, like Mary the Lamb.
Yeah.
His eyes are the size of his ears almost. It's a little weird looking, a little strung out looking. But that's okay. It's got character. Mm-hmm. I like it. And I think the dwarves look really cool, too. A lot of them have different character, and they're all dressed differently, like from different eras and different
Yeah, there's a dwarf different samurai, regions, right? One that looks like almost a KGB agent with a battle axe.
Yeah. You know, the typical knight. Then there's like the medieval rogue. There's the barbarian dwarf. And then the...
One looks like a Canadian trapper with a beaver.
Yeah, thank you, trapper. All I can think of is Chasseurs Bois. Like... the French term, what is it in English?
Yeah, they look cool. And after that, you have a bunch of other type of minis you can add from their previous projects.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure we're not the only people that think it looks cool, because it's almost funded. They're looking for $2,000. They're at $1,777 with 23 days left to go. So chances are good this is going to fund.
Yeah.
And we may even see some unlocks. And if they hit their funding goal, this project will be funded on Thursday, May 18th, 2017. And last but not least, Midland Miniatures, Halfling Adventurers.
You could say least. They're even smaller than the dwarves.
That's true. Last and least.
Yeah. So this is a line of six halflings in 28 millimeter. However, when you get one of them, you also get a sleeping or slash dead version of the same model.
That's certainly unique.
Yep.
You know, they say sleeping slash dead, but he's sleeping on his face. So especially the ones like sleeping on their face with their arms out at their side.
Mm-hmm.
Like we know which one it is. They're quote unquote sleeping. That all their sleeping poses are all twisted and weird looking. Yeah, I think they're not fooling anybody. But that's pretty awesome. I really like the
idea. And you can also add other miniatures from previous project or other stuff they already have, like the Halfling Town Council is something you can add to your project while to your pledge level. So more Halflings.
You can never have too many halflings. And apparently, we're not the only ones that think so, because they were looking for £600. They're at nearly £5,500 now, with 20 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will complete on May 15th, 2017. And that is the show, Antoine.
Yes, it is.
So you should go rest after your Chaos Lozic adventures.
Sure. Thanks for that, and see you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Indie Conquest, a blog helping indie board game designers succeed, providing useful resources from designing games, utilizing Kickstarter, and finally manufacturing and distributing your games. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.